book of Numbers strikes us as an incredibly uncomfortably non-Jewish way of describing the city of Bamidbar, which we just begin to see. And yet, then Tim points out that to say that we just finished Leviticus, we're about to start Numbers, is actually a very ancient Jewish way to talk about the Chumash. And Tim points out that the names that we think of as the Latin names, those are the names that Chazal used. Exodus is a Sefer Hagolos Ba'gulot. Leviticus is Taras Kohanim. Deuteronomy is Mishnah Torah. Numbers is actually the name that we call it Bamidbar, but the Tanan and the Mishnayos refer to this as Chumash HaKohanim, the book of Numbers, which raises the question of why would we call it that? Taras Kohanim fits well. Mishnah Torah, Sefer HaYetzirah, Sefer Hagolos Ba'gulot. It's true that one of the first topics in the Sefer Midbar is count. There's so many other topics, so many other episodes that are so gripping, that were so central. The Meraglim, for sure. And Korach. There's so much going on. And there were significant wars in the last year of the college from the leadership, the generalship of Moshe Rabbeinu to the second half of Sefer Midbar. Wars in which we capture Eirat Yarden, the Golan Heights, the first time the Jews captured the Golan Heights. So much happens. Numbers. It's true that the Jews are counted, but it seems so relatively secondary. And it seems like something absolutely fascinating is an introduction to Chumash Bamidbar. He says it's not that the counts, there are two of them, there's one at the very beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, around a year after we left Mitzrayim. And then there's towards the end of Chumash Bamidbar, but the count in the 40th year. And the Tzif says it's not that the countings of the Jewish people are themselves the most significant or most gripping of the stories in the Sefer Bamidbar, but the two of them together capture what is central about Sefer Bamidbar. Because he points out that when you begin to compare and contrast, you notice that the first count that appears here in Parshas Bamidbar was very Kabbalistic. The way that the Shabbatim are arranged is not in birth order. It has to do with the way they're organized, like the four sides of the Merkava around the Mishkan. Later on, things are much more natural. Things are much more straightforward. What it captures is the central point of Bamidbar is to note that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transitioning us from a people who are living totally with open reason. People who just experienced Mount Har Sinai, the mass Nevuah, millions of Jews experiencing Dvar Hashem, to a people 4 decades later who are ready to enter Eretz Yisrael and stop eating man, lechem min hashamayim, and begin to eat lechem min haaretz. And a people who are ready to work on noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when he retreats a little bit and allows us to live in a more natural fashion. And it's that transition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the end, yeah, there are wars at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, and they're much more natural than the war against Amalek. And Moshe Rabbeinu's matzah is no longer at hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transitioning us gradually to a more natural way of living, and it's that transition from living with Nisim to a sort of a spiritual maturity, where we can live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if he's less obvious, that's the main thrust, and the main objective, the main theme of Sefer Bamidbar, and it's that transition that's captured by the Pekudim for which Chazal named our Sefer.